You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I know that you are going to immediately think, what does this have to do with Mother's Day? But I want to start out today talking about problems. And not because my mother sometimes referred to me as her problem child. I have never been very good at problems, especially from about the time I entered algebra class and went through all the higher mathematics right on up the line. I never did well at solving problems. I was much better gifted, I think, with words and literature and music and those kind of things. But I struggled through it and faked it and cheated and everything else and got through the problems. Our world almost runs on problem solving. And we all are the beneficiaries of a lot of smart people, especially in the last few hundred years, who have solved so many problems, not just in mathematics, but in engineering and manufacturing, transportation, medicine. You go right on down the line of almost all the specialties that you can take when you go to the university. We have become a nation and a people of problem solvers. And nothing we like better than some kind of a challenge. Just tell us that it can't be solved, and somebody sooner or later will solve it. The problem with problems, sounds kind of silly, doesn't it, is that when you switch from problems with stuff, concrete, steel, all that sort of stuff, to the human level, you get into shaky territory immediately. And it's so difficult, whether you're talking about a single person or a whole group of people, to identify that person or those people as the problem. Now, there are examples in history that are colossal about this. Some of us might remember back in the time of the 30s and the 40s of the last century when Adolf Hitler had what he called the Jewish problem. And he was so amoral, I guess you'd have to say, that nearly 6 million people went to their deaths because he could not figure out the real solution to his problem. Goes on right down through the centuries. I worked for many years in the African American community, and we all know that even though I just saw in the paper this morning, we're observing the 150th year since slavery was abolished. And how many people in all that time have continued to speak about the Negro problem? As if people can be a problem and just dealt with the same way you deal with the stuff in engineering. And it goes on right down the line. We have certainly experiencing the Hispanic problem. There's a lot of people in our society don't know what to do about immigration, and just brace yourself, we're getting ready to crank up for the Muslim problem. Take it back a little bit further back in history. Did you read where Pope Francis, in the last week or so, talked about the Ottoman Empire's genocide in dealing with the Armenians? So you just take it almost any place in history. When people cannot come to the universal solution that all people are dignified and equal, it almost always works out that somebody is a problem, or a group of people is a problem and they need to be marginalized and maybe even totally eliminated. They call it ethnic cleansing. It's happened in Africa, it happened in Asia and Europe. No part of the world is exempt from this phenomenon. I say all of that not to get you depressed on Mother's Day, but to refer to what we run into in the first reading today in the Acts of the Apostles. Back in the earliest days of the church, they had what they called the Gentile problem. Now remember that the first apostles of Jesus and all the very first Christians were all Jewish. And they had this rather narrow sectarian idea that they were God's chosen people. They were special, and everybody else was a problem. And so when the apostles went out and started preaching, it kind of messed with their minds that somebody like Cornelius and other Romans, Gentiles, non-Jews, should receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And even St. Peter, God bless his heart, the first pope, had a tough time getting his head wrapped around this. And so that was why they had the first Council of Jerusalem, to argue about what are we going to do about the Gentile problem in the church. Well, lucky, with the help of the Holy Spirit, and I think also their Jewish mothers, like Mary, they got themselves straight, and as you heard Peter confess in that first reading, I'm starting to understand that God shows no partiality. What a great step that was. And that's, frankly, because Peter got it, all of us who are Gentiles could have been the problem, and here we are in God's temple this morning. So that's the background that the church follows during this Easter season, how it went from being a narrow sectarian Jewish thing to a universal Catholic and all-embracing community of believers. As we heard in the other two readings, the thing that holds it all together is not ethnicity, it's not money or any of the other things that the world values, it is love. And there, I think you can already see where we're going with Mother's Day. So I want to draw a couple of lessons here, but I'm still going to hold off on Mother's Day just a little bit longer, because I need to ask your prayerful help for a mothering job I got to do this coming week. During this coming week on Thursday, I'm going to Springfield with some of my colleagues from this diocese and people from all over Illinois in the Catholic Conference of Illinois to testify in the state capitol to a commission called the Governor's Commission for Criminal Justice Reform. And I'm going there since I work in prison ministry, and believe me, they need to be reformed. So I ask your prayers that I get a little extra dose of God's Holy Spirit during this coming week, because this whole system is broken. It is a problem if there ever has been a problem. We just keep putting more people by the hundreds of thousands into these penitentiaries, doing precious little to change them, and almost promoting crime instead of solving it. So I need your prayers, because they're going to get an earful from me on Thursday of this week. Mother's Day. When I was a kid, I think I learned a little ditty. It took the six letters of the word mother. M is for the many things she did, whatever. And then it went to O and T and H and all that. I haven't the faintest idea what that was anymore. But I was thinking, isn't it a shame that there's no letter P in mother? Because that's the way I think of a mother, as a problem solver. That's what my mother did full time with me, and my brother and sister too, for that matter. And as we got older, it changed character, but that's what mothers do best. Men and fathers were much better at setting up problems. And if you were to ask me what's the essence of motherhood, I guess my personal opinion would be problem solving. Whether it's changing the baby and the diapers right on all the way up through. My mother was looking after my problems right on through to the day she dropped dead. So that's the way I think about mothers. They solve problems, and they're so good at it, especially problems of human relationships, making all the children in a family feel valued and respected, keeping things equal and dignified and everything else, and running interference for us. I can't tell you how many times I messed up during the day and my mother covered for me when Daddy got home. She was the best problem solver I have ever had on my side in anything. I wish she could go to Springfield with me this week. So that's the tribute I want to give to mothers. I know every single one of you has different challenges. Some of them are big, some of them are small. But I think that's what you are ordained to do, to watch over the rest of us, especially those of us who have big mouths and get our foot down in our throat a lot of times, to bail us out and cover for us. I think that's a wonderful vocation, and I think it's high on God's list of what the church values. It's no accident that we talk about the church as Holy Mother Church, because that's what the church does. It shelters and protects us and makes us all look good even when we're not putting our best foot forward. So here we are again celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, the risen life that he won for us. The church feeds us with his body and blood and with the word of the scriptures. Let us be grateful that we have been called into this one family, that, as the old saying goes, we are no longer the problem because we are part of the solution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.